move that we insert a comment after pubic areas, after the word areas, and delete or buttocks comma.
Okay. You heard the motion. All in favor of that, say aye.
Right.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. All right. Carried. Now then we go. Nudity means uncovered or less than opaquely covered. Postpubertal human genitals, comma, pubic areas, comma, or the human female breast. Now, don't you think that should be the postpubertal human female breast?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I sure do. I don't want to see any pictures of any 3-month-old kids in the baby powder ads being hauled in as obscene.
Or the postpubertal human female breast below a point immediately above. Now, what my, can we adopt that postpubertal amendment there by unanimous consent?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So adopt it. Now, when we get here where we say below a point immediately above the top of the nipple, perhaps if, rather than trying to wrestle with this, if we could make a directive that Don secure the language that the medical term that Tom brought up, maybe in one or two words, that would cover it.
I know there's a medical term.
Well, yeah, there is a term.
Yeah,
I forgot what the area is called.
What you're saying is that if the nipple is uncovered, or the area around the nipple,
the differently pigmented area immediately surrounding the nipple,
then that would constitute nudity. But that, as it's framed here, where we have a pasty, it wouldn't be nudity, right?
Right.
Do we all agree with that? Okay. So, with the minutes reflect that, and Roger and Connie, if you can,
if you could describe that to Don.
I'll try.
I'm going to look that up when I get home tonight. I have
a medical degree.
You know, this guy not only reads 15 girly magazines,
he's got a medical degree. Then, for science language, where the hell is the top of the nipple? As the gal's laying down or as she's standing up?
I suppose it's going from
the foot. Well, it's the doctor's.
It's circum. It's.
Did they say medial or something, the medical term could make that precise, but here, the top of the nipple depends on your point of view.
That's right. All right. You're embarrassing Connie.
You write the commentary on this.
Right. Now,
we just made the policy decision. The owl's going back into the tree.
What about the last phrase, or the covered?
I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
All right. And I think it's something to be.
Okay. Now, that was one of the things that I wanted to shotgun. The other thing, and I'm just jumping around, was to get a consensus without the company specifics on Whalen's motion or suggestion as far as a projectionist, and see whether or not we wanted to extend that to the ticket takers. How are we going to resolve this problem?
Well, I think that Whalen's point was that it shouldn't apply to anybody except the owner, the manager, or their agents.
Somebody
who's in charge.
Working for a living.
But anybody who was just working for a living for a salary in the establishment.
That has nothing to do with deciding what's to be
shown and to whom it's to be shown.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's.
Do we all agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
All right. So that's unanimously agreed. And with that in mind, the amendment.
Excuse me, did you say a managerial capacity, owner manager capacity, then it's limited. That was
somebody said it pretty well. Who was it? You?
Limited to somebody who either owns the place or manages it or who exercises the discretionary function of deciding what's to be shown or not shown and who's to see it or who's not to see
or
it.
Or has a financial interest in if the.
Here's language there from that last.
That was in the statute.
All right, so that's going to necessitate a redrafting of Section 4. And And similarly, Section 5, I guess. Section 5, as we amended it, shown on page 3, says, a person commits a crime of displaying obscene materials to minors if while operating or being employed in a sales, cashier, or managerial capacity.
Well, we've amended that.
No.
No, we're looking at the amendment now.
We're looking at the amendment, Bob, on page 3 of the amendment.
Oh, I was reading page 2 of the amendment. On page 5, section 3 is amended to read.
Yeah.
Person commits the crime of sending obscene material to minors within.
Obscene materials to minors if, while operating or being employed in a sales, cashier, or managerial capacity.
Well, this is the thing. Whalen was. This.
Yep.
Extends the Whalen doctrine to bookstores.
I did think that Whalen said 4 and 6, didn't he?
No, he corrected himself and said 4 and 5. Because 6 is the defense section.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But one time.
Yeah, he did originally say 4 and 6.
Well, it's the same doctrine that we
talked
about
in the
previous matter, that there's some the cashier either sells or gets fired.
All right. Well, then
has no choice.
Let's ask Don to redraft that to embody that Whalen's doctrine.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, 4 and 5, is that right?
Yeah, I wonder if he could. He might, of course, he'll think about this. I guess that might be a defense. I mean, set it over in the defenses. Right?
Well,
he had a real good point on defenses. It doesn't do any good. It doesn't do any good to have a defense when you come up in court if you've
been arrested. We've already had the licking and the
already taken a beating, and your kids have gone to school and so forth.
Okay,
and so on.
I'm sorry I said that. You're right.
All right. Well, now, before we get to defenses, and I'm not going to spend any time on it, is there anything else anybody wants to cover so far?
No.
What about this definition of obscenity in sub 5 of section 1? I think that
there isn't any amendment, is it?
No.
Those slang words. No, I didn't think Reg made much sense about his one word.
I thought he was kind of stretching it. Do we use that expression obscenity anywhere?
I don't remember it.
Yeah. Where's it used? Well, it's used in sub 2 or section 2, where you have a sound recording which contains obscenities or.
Yeah.
I guess this is all right. I think it was. I don't know whether it would stand up on the vague challenge, but I.
What about the word buttocks again? Is that one? I guess there's.
Where are you seeing?
Wait a minute now.
Third line
is 5. I guess the slang is butt. And
Kick you right square in the butt.
I don't think there are many obscenities that refer to the butt. And
the kid turned around and said, I'll tell the cart maker on you.
that's carrying
it. Do you want to delete that?
Yep.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, we'll delete buttocks out of sub 5. Now, shall we wait until Don can arrive and try to defend himself on I'm concerned about the business of defenses, and I really don't know where to start.
Yeah, he can help us by battling with us on it.
Okay. Well, then if there's anything else, we'll adjourn and everybody can get a good rest. Thank you for coming, and I'm sorry that we didn't get
finished. What time do we start up in the morning?
What time?